Hello.
Hi, Nikki.
Hello.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, honey.
Hi. I have David on the line, and yes, he's requesting if you could go ahead and do the interview now. David, I have Nikki. She'll be the one to take care of you and do the client interview. Do you have like any questions for me before I go ahead and let you go?
I do not.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Thanks, Nikki. You can take over the
Thanks,
call.
Thanks, honey. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, David. How's your day?
So far, so good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. So, yes, we can do this interview right now, and this call will take about 30 to 40 minutes. I think this is the best time. So, this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes, okay? So, first of all, David, I wanted to thank you for choosing Local Splash. So, the purpose of our call is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. So first, I will be verifying your business information. Second, I will be discussing relevant keywords of services you provide. And lastly, I will be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process, and we will be discussing the next steps. And if ever you do have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I wanted to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I see here, I see here that you already signed the terms and conditions and you're done setting up the security question with Evan. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying all the business information that we have is correct. So if you hear anything that is incorrect, please let me know so I can make the necessary changes. So I got here, David, your business name is called Eclipse Welding. Did I get it right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the address I have on here is 3635 Crescent Drive, Fort Collins, Colorado, 80526.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And is this a home address or an office location?
Home address.
Home address, I see. Well, Google heavily favors business that show the address online, even if it's a home, and these can directly improve your rankings. Would you be willing to share your address online?
The address is the same as my workplace.
All right. So would it be okay if we're going to share it online?
Yes, yes.
Amazing. All right. And I just wanted to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
Gotcha. And the phone number your clients will call you is going to be the call tracking number that will be set up. Are you already aware of the number that we have chosen for you?
I believe so, yes.
All right. So that was the 970-684-4464. Anyways, you'll be receiving an email with this phone number so you can check it properly. And all the calls will still go directly to your number ending in 4282, correct?
Yes.
All right. And also, would you like to have a professional custom voice recording that will introduce your business? Well, having a professional customer greeting is essential to showing your prospects that you are a trusted and branded business. But for this one, David, we do have a one-time cost of $19, and you will be able to make any changes or update to it if needed. So the sample message goes like this. Hi, thank you for calling Eclipse Welding. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment will let you choose if you want to have a female voice artist or a male voice artist to record the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then they can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
No, I'm not.
All right. Nothing to worry about that. So let's skip that one. And I just wanted to make sure that I got here your correct email address, and that's davidjmike25@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right. And do you have a business website already or not yet?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I just wanted to confirm that I got it correctly. So that's the domain name is dnametals.com, correct?
No, it should be under eclipsewelding.com.
Okay, let me go ahead and pull it up. That's eclipsewelding.com. Okay. All right, I see it now. So, would you like us to go ahead and promote your website as is, or do you want us to create a new design for you?
Create a new design.
Okay, gotcha. Let me go ahead and check your domain name. So, the domain name is actually under... All right, so it's under Squarespace Domains, LLC. So for this one, we will be asking you to provide us your domain credentials so we can work on the new design. So I will be sending you an email for you to provide us the credentials of the website. Do you have the credentials of this website?
Maybe. I'm in between two homes, so I got half of my stuff at the other house. I'm not sure.
All right. No worries. I'll just send you an email for this so that you can check and just let us know, okay?
Okay.
All right. On the email, we're actually going to ask for your username and password and those things. All right. So I'll note it here so okay. We can create a stunning website for you then. All right. And also, would you like to have the ability to process your customer's payment directly through your website?
Yes.
All right. So to make this possible, David, we will need a couple of things from you. First, you need to make sure that you have a business PayPal account, and then you need to generate the code to be used on your website. Don't worry. It's going to be very simple. I will send you the steps and how to do it. Now we can complete this without your help, so please reply to the email as soon as you have the information, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, have you heard of Google Workspace?
A little bit, yes.
All right. So yeah, Google Workspace is a Google product for emails, documents, and calendars. So with your website domain, the one that you have right now, the eclipsewelding.com, and with Google Workspace, you will get an email that would match your domain for instant credibility. So it is like branding your company, David. So for example, if you would like to have an email that says david@eclipsewelding.com, or even info@eclipsewelding.com or office@eclipsewelding.com. That is going to be, as I mentioned earlier, it's one of the best ways to brand your company. You would also receive enough cloud storage to store invoices or photos of past work with a click of a button on any device that you have. Google Workspace also offers enhanced data security for your protection and the ability to easily work with your team by sharing your drive and documents for easier and more efficient connections. It also has an integrated calendar. But for this one, David, we do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
No.
All right. No worries for that. So let's go over with keywords. Keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. So I see that you do provide welding services, correct?
Yes.
So what is your main service? Like, what would you like for your potential customers to find you for?
Custom hand railings, custom gates. Repairs, custom food truck builds.
All
mobile
right.
services.
Gotcha. So yeah, David, before I tried to, actually, I did some research earlier and I found some keywords that I think are relevant to your type of business. So please advise if these keywords are relevant or if you would like to add, okay?
Okay.
So we have here, do you want it to be found first with a keyword welder or welding services? Or hand railings or
welding.
Custom gates, which do you prefer?
Welding services.
Gotcha. So we have here welding services, and the next one is going to be the welder. We also have a welding contractor. We have here mobile welding, fence welder, frames welding, steel welding, stainless steel welding, custom metal structure, and steam beam fabrication. Are you okay with all these keywords?
Yes.
All right. And I'm going to add the other keywords that you have mentioned earlier, okay? The hand railings, custom gates, and we have here, are we going to add the keyword welding every end of it, like hand railers welding, custom gates welding, custom food trucks builds, and the mobile services, correct? Are we going to add the mobile services?
Yes.
Are you okay with the mobile welding?
Mobile welding is fine.
Gotcha. All right. Do you have any other keywords that you would like to add?
I do not.
All right. Anyways, I'm going to send you an email with all the keywords that we just went over. If you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you wanted to add more, you can reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right. And the next part of the interview is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how we are going to market you online. So my first question for you is, what sets you apart from your competitors? Or can you tell me anything unique about your business?
We answer phone calls. We get to customers in a timely fashion. I'm not sure what else.
How about, let me think. Is it locally owned and operated?
Yes.
All right. Is this a family-owned business?
No.
All right. So I'll just have a locally owned and operated. And do you offer free estimates?
Yes, I do.
All right. Do you want to add more or can you tell me anything that customers like about your business?
They like that I give them an honest price and I'm good with communication.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think we have a good description here. And do you want me to put it here that you guarantee 100% customer satisfaction?
Yes.
Gotcha. And do you have a mission statement?
I do not.
All right. I actually prepared a list for you. I'm going to go ahead and read a few samples. Tell me if there's anything you like from the list, okay? So we have here. All right. The first one that's going to be at Eclipse Welding. We bring creative projects and visions to life. We have here at Eclipse Welding. Our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service. The third one is at Eclipse Welding. We build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation. The fourth one is at Eclipse Welding. We strive for higher standards of service. And the last one is at Eclipse Welding. Our mission is to perform for our customers the highest level of quality work. So, do you like anything from the list?
I like the last one.
the last one. Gotcha. So we have here, at Eclipse Building, our mission is to perform for our customers the highest level of quality work. And how about a tagline or a slogan? And do you happen to have one?
I do not.
Okay. So let's go ahead and ask for some help here. All right. So we have here for your welding services. All right. So let's read a few samples. We have here build to last, welded with precision. We have forging strength in every weld. We have steel strong, welded right. We also have welding solutions you can count on.
Welding solutions that you can count on.
Gotcha. Welding solutions you can count on. And how many years have you been in business? It says here, Evan noted that you've been in the business for 3 years.
Yes.
All right, so this one started 2022. All right, it's 2022, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. And how many years of experience do you have?
I have 10 years of experience.
Oh, wow. And that's what we're talking about. So even if the business started 3 years, you have 10 years of experience. So I'll note it here so people will know. 10 years of experience. And how many people work with your company?
Just me.
All right. Do you want me to put it here one, or do you want to hide the number of people?
We can add one.
All right. And do you work with residential, commercial, or both? Because it says here you focus with residential, right? But do you want us to promote you with both?
Yes.
Gotcha. And I just wanted to confirm that I got here your correct hours of operation. So that's every day, 7 days a week, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what types of payment do you accept?
Check or cash?
We have checks or cash. So now that we have gathered... okay, let's add Zelle. How about Venmo?
I do not do Venmo.
Okay. You don't also do any Apple Pay, PayPal?
No.
Gotcha. All right. So have cash, checks, and Zelle. So now that we have gathered your business information right here with me, David, we have two options for you. The first option is we will optimize your business for the best leads from premium destinations and websites like Google, Facebook, and Yelp. These will be included at no additional cost. The second option is we can list your business in up to 100 additional directory listings. So, which option do you prefer?
Whatever the $1,300 covers.
All right. So actually, the first option, that is the best one that we offer for you. So let's work on that. Okay, so let me note it here. So let's talk about your Google business profile now. I see that your business is located in Fort Collins, Colorado. So for this one, David, what cities or zip code would you like to target? Also, I would really like to give my suggestion because I want you to have a better ranking on your Google business profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if we focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes. Do you think we could work on that?
Yes.
All right. Can you provide me 5 cities or 5 zip codes?
Fort Collins, Boulder, Denver, Longmont, and Wellington.
Gotcha. So we have here 5. All right. Fort Collins, Boulder, Denver, Longmont, and Wellington. And do you know if you have a Google Business profile?
I do not know.
Okay. Actually, I did look it up on the Google page to see if you have an existing one, because we don't want it to create duplications, because that is not helpful for you. So I was checking, and you do actually have an existing Google Business profile. Are you aware of this? It's actually have here Eclipse Welding LLC with a phone number.
Oh, yep.
Yes. Gotcha. All right. So do you have access to this Google Business profile?
Probably somewhere.
Okay. Do you want me to try to walk you through on how to add this as a manager so we can work on this?
Sure.
Do you have time right now? Okay. So we can go. Okay. Are you in front of your computer right now, or are you using your phone?
I'm in front of the computer.
Okay, gotcha. That sounds good. So let's go to your regular browser and type in business.google.com/locations. So that's with S for the locations.
So business.
Yeah.
Business what?
Business.google.com/locations.
Okay. It sent me to verify it's you.
Okay. Can you do the verification just to make sure? If you are using the email that is associated with the Google Business profile that you have here, it will show on the page, Businesses. Okay. Did you see your business profile under Businesses? Okay, gotcha. Can we go to that?
Yes.
All right.
It says Eclipse Welding.
Gotcha. So see business profile, and did it route you to your page, like edit profile, profile strength?
On the left side says business, reviews, linked accounts, settings, and support. And then in the middle of it says...
Did you see?
Stored code, businesses. I don't see three dots.
Okay. Did you tap the business profile? Go to that. Did you already tap your business name, the Eclipse Welding?
Do I need to click on it?
Yes. Like see business profile. Click on the Eclipse Welding.
Okay. So it sent me to Google. And now it says... Eclipse Welding LLC, and my phone number, and there's a whole bunch of other stuff. Edit profile, read reviews, photos.
Gotcha. You're on the right page. So on that page, did you see profile strength with three dots beside it, or did you see any three dots on the page?
Oh, I see three dots. It says business profile settings, notifications, add a new business profile.
Go to your business profile settings.
Okay.
Yes, and then you should see managers or people in access. It's either managers or people in access.
Yeah, people in access right there.
Gotcha. Tap on it, please, and there's an add button.
All right. Add.
All right. And you should, yes, add. And did you see the email address box?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to read to you the local splash listing number. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so type in 552-554-6200, and you should see the local splash listings popping up.
Yep.
All right, and you have to add us as a manager, and you will receive a pending notification after that.
Add. All right, says pending.
Gotcha. Let me go ahead here just to make sure that we receive your invitation. Just one moment. Okay. Oh, yes. Gotcha. I see it here now. All right. Thank you so much for that. So we will be able to work on this Google Business Profile, okay? And I actually see it here that it has a different hours of operation, so we should need to work on that also. Let me just see it here. Okay, so with the information that you have provided it, I will send it to my team so they will know the best thing to work on. And also, David, to get your Google Business Profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further. So I'm going to send you an email titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. So can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible, your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, since I see here that you are licensed and insured, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what is your business license number and the expiration date? Is it handy with you right now?
No, it is not.
All right, that's okay. I'll just note it here that it's not handy. All right. And also, one of the newest features that we have, David, is to create weekly occurring posts on behalf of your business. Well, posts are a great way to get attention and real estate in Google, as well as improve your optimization. You will be able to preview, edit, or delete these scheduled posts anytime in your client dashboard. So, would you like to opt into this program with no additional cost?
Sure.
All right. I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially that it can help you a lot with the optimization. So let's work on that. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you already have a Yelp page?
For my last business, I did, not for Eclipse.
Okay, so you don't have any Yelp page yet for Eclipse. Okay, nothing to worry about that. If you don't have a Yelp page yet for the Eclipse, we can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized, but you need to have a call tracking number with us, which you already opted in, so we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation, okay? So we will create one for you. Okay. It'll be okay? Do you want us to create one for you?
Yes. Yes.
Gotcha. All right. So we'll create one here. And let's talk about your Facebook business page. Do you have a business Facebook page?
Not very well. I don't know if I really did anything
but
with it.
It's okay. That's okay. If it's very simple, that's okay. We will take care of the rest.
Okay, then I probably do. I'm not entirely sure.
Okay. How about this? Since you're not entirely sure, we actually need you to grant us access to your admin access to your Facebook business page so we can optimize it. And also so that we can link the Facebook ads, because I see that you have Facebook ads as a product in your package with us, right? So we will need you to grant us access to your Facebook business page. How about this? Would you like me to send you an email on how to create a Facebook business page and then grant us access by a special link? Okay. So I can send you that one. I can send you an email. All right. And I hope you'd be able to grant us access as soon as possible so we can work on your Facebook business page as soon as possible. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I will send you an email for that. All right. And as I have mentioned earlier, I see that you have Facebook ads as a product in your package with us. Would you like to send specific photos to be used in your Facebook ads?
Yes.
All right. So I'll just note it here. Okay. Actually, it's nice if we can use your photos on running Facebook ads. But if ever you don't have any available yet, just let us know. But if you do have a lot, then that's better. All right. So what call to action, David, do you want for your ad campaign? Do you have a lot of photos now, or which do you prefer?
I don't know if I have photos on me now. It's all on my phone. I'd have to move it over onto the computer.
Gotcha. All right. Anyways, we can use stock photos if you don't have any photos yet. And if ever you do have a lot of photos, you can upload it so we can use it on the optimization and do the posting, okay?
Cool.
All right. So what call to action do you want for your ad campaign? We have three options, and you can choose one, whichever you think would work best for you. We have here Facebook form fill, we have calls, and we have Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. So we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. And if you select calls, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click to call you directly from your Facebook ad. So the number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook Ads tab. But unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. And the last option that we have, David, is the Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook Messenger, you have to ensure that you have downloaded the Messenger app. This is a great way to get responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through your Facebook ad. So the messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure that you never miss out on any business or service request. But you have to reply to these messages within 24 hours per Facebook's policy. So what do you think would work best for you?
Messenger.
Okay, so let's work with a Facebook Messenger. So our business hours is from Monday through Friday. That is 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Do you have a daytime preference that you would like us to reach out to you, or is any timer open okay?
Any time is okay.
All right. And do you have a logo?
I do not have a logo.
Mm-hmm. And do you want us to create a generic logo for you?
That'd be great.
All right, so we will create one. All right, so let me just note it here. Create one for David. And now, you are going to receive a few emails from us in the next few days. As I mentioned earlier, the first email will be the keywords email. Please review them, David. If you want to make any changes or add any other keywords, please go ahead and reply to my email with the changes that you want. You will also receive an email regarding photos. If you have pictures of your completed work, we can use them for your Google Business profile, website, and more. You can reply to the email with up to 20 images, or feel free to upload as many as you like to your client dashboard. But please ensure that they're high resolution and good quality. If the images you provide are low quality or do not best represent your business, we will use high-quality stock photos as temporary placeholders on your new website. These stock images will be industry-related, but if you notice that any of it don't fit, just let us know and we will replace them. So all images we use are copyright protected. If you receive any emails or calls about copyright issues related to photos, please contact us before responding. And within a few days, you will be receiving an email with login credentials to your client dashboard. This will allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. It is mobile friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. Your client dashboard will show you how many calls and clicks you are receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, as well as the directories that we list your business on. You will also be receiving the call tracking email. So for this one, this will allow you to see the number we have chosen for you to promote, as well as where to view the reporting for the call tracking number. You will be able to track and manage your phone calls, block any unnecessary calls, and manage any calls that will benefit your business. So now, David, let me tell you more about the time frame and what to expect. So with Local Splash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. We will also submit your business information and the content we created to directories, and we will optimize your Google business profile once it has been verified. So you should see results within 45 to 60 days. So don't forget that you can visit your dashboard to see your listings, create posts, and update content. Also, David, all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence. It can also result in all types of calls, service requests, competitors, along with others. So any solicitor calls or text messages from companies claiming to be Google or companies like Townsquare and Networks requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google business profile are scam calls. So please be aware of that. If you have any questions, give us a call before responding to any questionable requests that you might receive, okay?
Okay.
All right. And as we get close to finishing up with this call, David, we would like to follow up with you in 3 weeks to touch base and see how your account is progressing. So what day and time would work best for you so we can set it up now? So 3 weeks from now, that's going to be on, let me see, on the 30th of May. Are you okay with that? Or do you have any other day that you want to schedule?
30th is not going to work. June.
Okay.
First weekend of June, that Friday.
All right. Do you want to do it at the 6th of June or earlier than that? Or is that Monday? Do you prefer Friday? So I can go ahead
Friday.
And add that.
The 6th.
Gotcha. So we have on the 6th of June. We will call you on this day, so we can check the progress of your account, okay? And
okay.
Let me see. What would be the best time for you?
Anytime.
Anytime. Do you want to do it at the same time?
Sure.
All right. So that's going to be, we actually started at 10:30 your time, or 10:20 or 10:30. Do you want me to add you 10:30 or 11 a.m.?
Can we do 11:30?
Yeah, for sure. I can do that. It's going to be 11:30. All right. Anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call, okay?
Okay.
All right, and this will conclude our interview, David. Thank you so much for your patience and taking the time to answer all of my questions. There was quite a lot, but you've been very helpful in setting up your account here with me. Yeah, that was very, that's a lot. So you can actually check your emails and you can give us a call if you have any questions. But for now, do you have any questions that I can help you out with?
I do not.
All right. So after 5 to 7 days, David, please review all the information that has been submitted and let us know if anything needs to be changed, and we will complete that as soon as possible. So our client support number is 877-635-6225. You will receive our contact information by email, so please do not hesitate to contact us if you have any questions. You can contact us via phone calls, email, text messages, or live chat. So we are open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time That's Monday through Friday. You can also schedule appointments with us at your own convenience. So please look out for emails and text messages with updates from us within the next couple of days. We will also call you in a few weeks to update you and review the progress of your campaign. And also, the one that I've mentioned, I'm going to send you an email for the Facebook and also for your website credentials. So if you'd be able to check on that, you can reply to that email, okay? All right.
Okay.
All right. And once again, I wanted to thank you. Local Splash wants to thank you again for your business. And of course, David, we look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company. Always remember that we value your business. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can help you out with?
Not at this moment.
All right. Thank you so much. If ever you have any questions, don't hesitate to give us a call, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, David. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the day and enjoy the weekend. All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.